Hey there, welcome back. I want to talk about something that's really weighing on my mind lately. The digital finance sector is facing a pretty serious cybersecurity imbalance. On one side, you've got cybercriminals rapidly deploying advanced AI to automate vulnerability scanning, craft incredibly sophisticated phishing campaigns, and even simulate network breaches. But on the other side, open-source developers maintaining the foundational financial infrastructure we all rely on, like Bitcoin, are left defending it with manual code reviews and tools that are honestly a bit outdated. It's genuinely disheartening to see how much they're up against.
It really is a concerning situation. That kind of defensive asymmetry genuinely threatens the entire decentralized ecosystem. When you look at the sheer scale of what's at stake, the imbalance isn't just a technical hurdle, it's a systemic risk that we can't afford to ignore.
Exactly. And think about the foundation we're talking about. Bitcoin runs on a decades-old C++ codebase with millions of lines of code. Plus, you've got interconnected platforms like Ethereum, Solana, cross-chain bridges, and decentralized exchanges. All of them rely heavily on volunteer-driven development. These folks are pouring their hearts and time into keeping things running, but the complexity is massive.
And that's where the real danger lies. Traditional security methods simply can't keep pace with the speed and scale of AI-driven attacks anymore. If we don't adapt, we're leaving critical financial infrastructure wide open to cascading failures. The stakes are just too high.
That's why I'm actually pretty hopeful about a new proposal. The Bitcoin Policy Institute, along with a coalition of crypto companies, has put together a structured framework to give vetted open-source developers secure access to frontier AI models. It's designed to give defenders the tools they desperately need.
And it's important to note that this isn't about handing out unrestricted API keys. The plan establishes a controlled, auditable environment that's strictly designed for defensive purposes. It's a measured approach that keeps security at the forefront.
Right, and the way it would work is actually quite elegant. Developers could run AI-assisted vulnerability scans in air-gap systems to completely prevent data leaks. They could use large language models to automatically review pull requests and flag suspicious code patterns. They'd even simulate AI-driven attacks against testnets to spot weaknesses before anything goes live on the mainnet. Plus, they'd share anonymized threat intelligence across projects to build up collective defenses.
That framework really does prioritize security, transparency, and accountability while still respecting data privacy and code integrity. It's a practical, well-thought-out solution to a very modern problem.
And it directly addresses the broader industry risk we're all watching. Because let's be honest, modern crypto infrastructure is highly interconnected. We've seen how fragile that can be.
Precisely. A single AI-discovered exploit in a bridge or a smart contract could easily trigger systemic failures across multiple platforms. The ripple effects would be immediate and widespread.
So, establishing standardized, secure AI access for these open-source defenders would set a completely new baseline for digital asset security. It would also send a strong signal to AI research labs, incentivizing them to prioritize public infrastructure alongside their commercial applications.
Of course, we have to address the pushback. Critics rightly raise concerns about centralization, data privacy, and the potential for these models to be repurposed maliciously. Those are valid worries that need careful handling.
The coalition argues those risks are absolutely manageable. They're proposing strict usage agreements, mandatory audit trails, and decentralized oversight committees to keep everything in check. It's all about building trust and safety into the process.
And that's the key point. The objective isn't to create a centralized security authority. It's to level the playing field so that underfunded volunteer developers can effectively counter well-resourced, AI-armed adversaries. We need to empower the people actually building this infrastructure.
I couldn't agree more. The critical takeaway here is clear. AI-driven cyber threats are a present reality, not some distant future hypothetical. We're already in the thick of it.
Which means protecting foundational financial infrastructure requires immediate, coordinated collaboration between AI developers and open-source maintainers. We can't afford to wait and see.
By implementing these secure, accountable AI access frameworks, the industry can build resilient defenses, prevent systemic vulnerabilities, and ensure the long-term stability of decentralized finance. It's about safeguarding the future we've all worked so hard to build.
Absolutely. The window to act is closing, and coordinated action must begin now. Let's make sure the right tools are in the right hands before it's too late.